天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。我们现在正在讨论的课题是故事的精髓。亲爱的听众朋友们，你们生命中最宝贵的是什么呢？你们渴望紧紧地抓在手里的又是什么呢？这些你们一直追求的东西真的有那么重要吗？那我们的主耶稣又是如何看待这些宝贵的东西呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are so glad you joined us today.
很高兴你能收听我们的节目。
I want to begin by telling you a story.
我想先给你讲一个故事。
Many years ago, there was a terrible volcanic eruption in Pompeii, Italy.
很多年以前，在意大利的庞培城发生了一次可怕的火山爆发。
Of the 20,000 inhabitants of Pompeii, some 2,000 lost their lives.
城里两万居民有两千人因此丧生。
Among the 2,000 people who died, there was a woman who obviously loved her jewelry above everything else.
在这两千人中，有一个妇人显然爱她的珠宝胜过一切。
As the deadly rain of fire came down, she decided to run to the harbor and escape by ship.
当火山的岩浆汹涌而至之时，她决定跑到港口乘船逃走。
That was wise.
那是个聪明的办法。
But the rich and beautiful woman stayed behind just long enough to collect as much of her jewelry as she could carry.
但漂亮富有的女人却迟迟不走，因为她想尽量多带一些珠宝首饰逃走。
Snatching up her rings, she hastily thrusted them into her fingers.
抓起戒指，匆匆戴在手上。
There was no time to hunt for a box or a bag in which she could cram her precious things.
没有时间去找盒子或袋子来装这些珠宝。
So she picked up as many as she could hold in her hands and rushed into the street.
所以她只能尽量塞满双手，然后冲到街上。
Clutching her pearls and diamonds and rubies and sapphires, her gold brooches and her earrings.
手上塞满了她的珍珠、钻石、红绿宝石，还有她的金胸针和耳环。
That wealth of jewelry today would have been valued in hundreds of thousands of dollars.
这些珠宝若是在今天，一定价值不菲。
But she delayed too long, and the poisonous fumes overcome her as she ran.
但是她耽误的太久了。在逃亡的过程中，她被毒气吞噬了。
With all of her wealth in hand, she stumbled and fell and died, clutching the things she prized so much under the ashes of Pompeii.
她跌倒身亡，虽然双手握满了价值连城的财宝，但却这样永远倒在庞培城的死灰之中。
How do I know that?
我怎么会知道呢？
Recently, an archaeological excavation found her as she was still lovely and her hands were still laden with jewels.
最近考古学家发现了她，她依旧美丽，双手仍然紧握她的珠宝。
In Mark chapter 8, Jesus said,
耶稣在马可福音第八章中说道，
What shall profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
人若赚得全世界，但却赔上自己的性命，又有什么益处呢？
Only Jesus could ask such a question.
唯有耶稣能问这样的问题。
For he alone knows the value of the earth.
因为只有他才知道世界的价值。
He alone knows where all the diamond mines are located.
只有他才清楚每一块钻石的矿藏之地。
He alone knows where the last nugget of gold is to be found.
唯有他知道最后一块金子埋在哪里。
He alone knows how many tons of silver were created back in Genesis.
他才知道创世之时有多少银子被他所造。
He alone knows the value of all the rubies and the sapphires.
他才知道所有宝石翡翠的价值是多少。
He alone knows where the last drop of oil is located.
他才知道最后一滴油藏在哪里。
He alone knows where the last undiscovered treasures are.
也只有他才知道那些还没有被发现的财宝在哪里。
And that is why only he could stack up all the earth's treasure on one side of the scale.
这就是为什么唯有他才能把所有人世间的财宝放在天平的一边。
And place the human soul on the other side of the scale.
又把人的灵魂放在另一边。
And then could say, the person who trades his soul for all the wealth of the world is a prince of fools.
然后可以说，用生命去换世间所有财宝的人是个笨蛋。
What shall profit a man? Asked the Lord.
主问道，又有什么益处呢？
Jesus alone could ask such a question.
唯有耶稣才可以问这样的问题。
Because he alone knows the value of the soul.
因为唯有他才知道灵魂的价值。
And the value of your soul drove him to weep in Gethsemane.
你宝贵的灵魂使他在科西玛尼园落泪。
The value of your soul made the Prince of Glory allow himself to be beaten, slapped, and spat upon.
你宝贵的灵魂使荣耀的王子甘愿被鞭打、被践踏。
The value of your soul allowed him to be crucified on a crude Roman cross.
你宝贵的灵魂使他甘愿被钉上罗马人残酷的十字架。
The value of your soul compelled God the Son to go to Calvary and die in your place.
你宝贵的灵魂迫使神子走到加利利替你而死。
And that is why these two parables in Matthew 13, 44 and 45 have to do with the all-important question of choosing and being in the will of God.
这就是为什么在马太福音十三章四十四和四十五中的两个比喻和选择并活在神的旨意中是如此的息息相关。
For those of you joining the broadcast for the first time, we are in the middle of a study of a series of parables that I call the point of the story.
如果今天你是第一次收听我们的节目，我们正在研读耶稣的比喻。我称这一系列信息为故事的精髓。
Let's listen to these parables.
让我们一起来听听这两个比喻。天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜地去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
Let us look at the first parable.
我们先来看第一个比喻。
What Jesus is telling them was not uncommon occurrence.
耶稣告诉他们的并不是什么特殊现象。
Back then there were no banks or bank vaults.
古时候没有银行或是保险柜。
So they hid their treasures in a secret spot in the fields.
因此人们把财宝秘密地埋在地里。
They buried their treasure in the ground.
他们把财宝埋在地里。
And when they needed money to purchase food,
当他们需要用钱买粮食的时候,
they got out at night when no one is watching.
他们就趁着夜深人静的时候,
And they will dig out that box.
挖出盒子。
And they get out a piece of jewelry.
拿出一件宝贝。
And the next day, they take it to the market and sell it.
第二天再到市场上把它卖掉。
Then they use the money to buy their necessities.
然后用卖的钱去买日用品。
But what often happens is that many people have died without telling the next of kin where they buried their jewels.
但是有些人死时还来不及告诉家人他们埋宝的地方，这样的事时有发生。
And family treasures stayed in the ground.
于是家中的财宝就这样埋在地里。
Consequently, the land of ancient Palestine was littered with treasures hidden in the ground.
渐渐的，古巴勒斯坦的土地里星星点点的埋着宝藏。
As you know, ancient Palestine had been a battleground for hundreds of years.
你知道那块土地几千年来一直是兵家必争之地。
So the farmers would bury their valuables to protect them from the invading armies of the enemy.
农民们也会把财宝埋在地里，以防敌人的进攻。
And some of them were never able to come back to get it.
有些人再也没机会回去取回自己的财宝。
The rabbis had a very simple rule about people finding treasures in the land which they had bought.
于是拉比就为找宝之人立了一个简单的规矩。
It was very, very simple.
真的非常简单。
Finders keepers.
见者有份。
The point of this parable is very clear, and it is this.
这个比喻的精髓非常清楚。
There are some people who find the grace of God.
也就是说，有些人找到了神的恩典。
And they take hold of this priceless treasure of salvation.
他们就有权拥有无价的救赎之恩。
There are some people who may not be searching or looking, as we will see in the next parable.
但有些人可能没有去寻宝，就像我们看到的第二个比喻。
Yet when they discover the love of God and the power of God's forgiveness, they surrender their all in order to embrace it.
然而，当他们发现神的爱和神宽恕的大能之时，他们放弃一切来换取。
These are the people who are in the course of going about their business discover the truth to be in Jesus.
有些人在他们自己的日常生活中发现了在耶稣里的真理。
And they respond to his invitation and come to be saved from death and hell.
他们就立即回应神的邀请，来到他面前，被他从死亡和地狱中拯救出来。
And when their spiritual eyes are open, they grab hold of it with all of their might.
当他们属灵的眼明亮了，他们就尽力地把握住机会。
They commit their life and consecrate all of their possessions in order that they may be at the center of the will of God.
他们交出生命，放下所有，只是为了顺服在神的旨意中。
The second parable is very similar to this one, and yet there is one difference.
第二个比喻和第一个很相似，但却有一个不同之处。
This merchant was unlike the farmer.
这个商人不像那个农夫。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he was looking for the kingdom.
因为他在寻找天国。
He was searching for the truth.
他在寻找真理。
He was not contented with second-rate answers.
他对二流的答案不满意。
He was not satisfied with the second best in life.
他对生活中次等品的不满意。
He was not fulfilled with humanistic and partial truth.
他对人文的部分真理不满足。
He was diligently seeking and looking for the truth.
他努力地找寻真理。
Some of you may be seeking the truth.
你们有些人可能正在寻找真理。
And I pray that you'll find the truth in Jesus.
我盼望你能在耶稣里找到真理。
So, when this merchant comes upon the one and only most valuable of all pearls, he embraces it with all of his heart.
当商人发现了这唯一的一颗最贵重的珍珠，他就全然爱上了它。
When he discovers the truth in Jesus,
当他发现耶稣的真理时，
He gives up all of his search.
他就放弃了所有的寻觅。
He gives up all of his false pursuits.
他就放弃了虚无的追求。
He gives up all of the partial truth.
放弃了不完全的真理。
He gives up worshiping and serving materialism.
不再崇拜物质主义。
He gives up seeking after pleasures.
放弃追求享乐人生。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he has found the pearl of great price.
因为他发现了最贵重的珠子。
Pearls were highly valued gem in the ancient world.
珍珠在古代是十分贵重的珠宝。
Even more than they are today.
比现在还要贵重的多。
Diving for pearls was extremely hazardous.
下海寻珠是很危险的。
And many lost their lives.
许多人因此丧生。
Or ruined their health in trying to get the oyster that contained the rare and beautiful gem.
或是为这装有美丽稀罕之物的贝壳而失去健康。
Both its beauty and scarcity made the pearl to be very valuable indeed.
珍珠的美观和稀有使它显得极为贵重。
The Jewish Talmud speaks of pearls that are beyond price.
犹太人的古书卷里认为珍珠是无价的。
Egyptians and Romans worshipped it.
埃及和罗马崇拜珍珠。
It was reported that the wife of the Roman Emperor Caligula often wore a vast fortune of pearls in her hair, ears, neck, wrist, and fingers.
听说罗马皇帝卡里加拉的妻子常在自己的头发、耳朵、脖子、手腕和指头上戴满贵重的珍珠。
A pearl is the only gem that is produced from a living organism.
珍珠是唯一从活物身上产生出来的珠宝。
This is not true of any other precious stone.
不同于任何一种珠宝。
The pearl becomes precious because of the suffering and injury.
珍珠因着苦难和伤痛而显得珍贵。
Listen to how the pearl is formed.
请听我讲讲珍珠是怎样形成的。
A grain of sand gets within the shell of the oyster.
一粒沙子进入贝壳中。
And through the grinding of the sand, the pearl becomes preciously beautiful.
通过不断的研磨，珍珠显得格外美丽。
And it was on Calvary's criminal cross that the only perfect man that ever lived bled and died.
在加略山的石架上，世上唯一完美的人流血致死。
So that he and he alone became the most precious pearl of all.
所以他，唯有他，成为了世上最贵重的珍珠。
So what is the point of these two stories?
那么这两个比喻的精髓是什么呢？
That salvation of the soul is the most important and precious thing in life.
灵魂的救恩是生命中最重要也是最宝贵的事。
That the gospel of Jesus Christ is the most important issue in life.
耶稣基督的福音是生命中最重要的事。
That is why Paul tells the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 4:7, we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
这就是为什么保罗在哥林多后书4:7说，我们有这宝物放在瓦器里。
And in Ephesians 3:8, he tells us it is an unsearchable riches.
在以弗所书3:8说，这是基督测不透的丰富。
And Jesus Christ is no ordinary treasure. He is the precious stone.
耶稣基督不是普通的宝物，他是最珍贵的宝石。
He is the stone cut out of the mountain.
他是用一座山凿出来的宝石。
He is the stone cut without hands.
不是人手凿出来的。
He is the stone that the builders rejected.
他是被匠人所弃的石头。
But he is the cornerstone.
但是他是房角石。
Jesus Christ is no ordinary pearl.
耶稣基督不是普通的珍珠。
He is the pearl of great price.
他是最贵重的珠子。
Because in him and him alone, you can find rest from guilt and sin.
因为在他，唯有在他里面，你才能找到安息，从罪恶中被释放出来。
In him and him alone, you can find peace of mind, which you cannot find in things.
在他，唯有在他里面，你才能找到从物质里找不到的平安。
In him and him alone, you can find true eternal security, which you cannot find in financial security.
在他，唯有在他里面，你才能找到财宝也不能带给你的安全感。
Until you find the real treasure and pearl of great price, you are the poorest of the poor.
如果你没找到这真正的宝贝，你就是最最贫穷的人。
Earthly treasures and earthly pearls could be stolen or lost.
地上的财宝会丢失，会有人来偷。
But the great treasure and the pearl of great price you could never lose.
但这个最珍贵的宝贝你却永不会失去。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it is guaranteed by God himself.
因为这是神亲自应许的。
Those who have discovered the treasure and pearl of great price,
凡发现这颗最贵重珠子的人
dwell high above the enemy's reach.
他的敌人不能胜过他。
They eat the hidden manna and feed upon the bread of life.
他们要吃隐藏的玛拿，吃生命的粮。
They are clothed with the rich robe of Christ's righteousness.
他们有基督的义袍。
They live on the promises of God and walk on the riches of faith.
他们活在神的应许中，行在丰盛的信心里。
My listening friends,
我亲爱的朋友
have you discovered this pearl of great price?
你是否发现了这颗宝贵的珠子呢？
Are you willing to give up anything and everything in order to receive the Lord Jesus Christ?
你是否愿意放下一切只为了得着主耶稣基督呢？
It is my prayer that you would say yes.
我盼望你会说愿意。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
的确，在这个世上有许多我们认为很宝贵的东西，比方说金钱，比方说名利，比方说我们的家人、爱人和朋友等等。可是究竟哪一个对我们来说才是最重要的呢？其实就小环自己的经历而言，生命中最宝贵的当然就是主耶稣。可是我自己却常常会遗忘这一点，因为呢，我经常会把其他的东西摆在高于他的位置。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们现在就来回到主的面前，用祷告来寻求他，在面临各种诱惑的时候，可以用一颗警醒的心来处理，也求神能够大大的添加力量和智慧在你们身上，使我们可以勇敢的面对每一天。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
我仰望你的恩典，患难时在我喜乐时，你双手领我进入你恩典。主耶稣，你宝血洗净我一切的罪，
伤